Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Saturday. It's match day special time again, everyone. And there's a big group of us. It's me, Russell. We've got Alison. Hello, Alison.
Hello, hi.
How am I doing? I'm doing fine,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, okay. How are you doing, Russell?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, we're actually sat in a pub called Belgian Blue. And we are in the sort of cellar bar, and there's been a power cut. So despite the fact it's a lovely sunny day in Southampton, we're actually sat in the dark.
It's like being in a cave. It's nuts. But we're enjoying it because there's Belgian beers. You can't go wrong with that, can you?
Cash only.
Duncan, you are an expert on Belgian beers. Welcome again to the podcast, as always, Match Day Specials. It's almost like we hang around together on match days. Why are you always on here? It's a bit weird, isn't it? There we go. Enjoying yourself?
It's been very fine, thank you.
love it. Thoughts for today? Are we going to win? And from Alison as well. Are we going to win this today?
Well, the law of averages, please. Can we win today?
Just one game.
Can we win?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe that confidence of the team could be quite high after Wednesday, and hopefully we'll pick up where we left off from that. And
yeah,
so
indeed.
Maybe, just maybe, we might sneak a win today.
With all the bravado of someone who's got every single result wrong this season, except for West Ham, where I said 1-1, I'm very broadly predicting, with confidence, completely misplaced, that we're going to win 2-1 today. But we'll see what happens. Andy, over to you. Welcome to the show. And what's your thoughts on today?
Well, I don't normally do predictions. And if I do, I'm normally negative. But I'm going to go for 2-1 for us.
Yes! Get in. I like it. Well, you're not usually wrong, and we don't usually win. So, no. Oh, okay. Oh, fair enough.
That's why I don't normally do predictions.
We've also got David and his lovely lady, Jill. Jill said she's not going to come on. She's already shaking her head in the background. So I'll go to David next, who's been on making his debut a few months ago, very well received. A very articulate gentleman, I think you were described as, David. An old school Brighton fan of many years. Not too many, but many years. What's your thoughts on the season and today?
Well, mixture of pretty much the same as last season. Mixture of frustration and admiration for the football we're playing. For me, it's going to be a draw today. But if Mwepu plays, I think Mwepu will score today.
Were you a minority man? Were you booing the last home game?
Sorry, did I say that?
Were you booing the last home game?
No, I've never booed my team, and I never will.
I already knew the answer to that, but I had to ask you to make you look irritated. It worked, just to say, ladies and gentlemen. And finally, last but by no means least, making his debut. We had one last time for the West Ham game. We've got another debutant this week. My old friend Dave Shaw, Southampton, well, sort of Southampton resident, outskirts of Southampton, New Forest, that sort of thing. West Totten, an area I know well and used to live in. Well, well, yeah, what's the attract? Welcome to the show, Albion fan through and through. Tell us about your background, first of all.
Oh, well, blimey, we haven't got time for this, have we?
No.
No, we haven't. Born and bred in Yorkshire for 13 years in Harrogate. Dad's side of the family are all Brighton, so moved down south when I was 13, followed the Albion through and through. From the cold Tuesday nights in Stockport and Hartlepool in League 2 to here, now, in the Premier League.
Brilliant. And I mean, you've been in Southampton area, generally speaking, Hythe. You keep grimacing every time I say Southampton. He's not living in Southampton. He lives near Southampton. You're in Hythe. You're now in Totten. But you've been Hampshire for quite a while now, married into the local area. You've got a family of Southampton fans surrounding you, trying to put pressure on your little boy, but you've successfully steered him the Albion Woods so far over his first 2.5 years. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. That's how it's going to be for the rest of his life.
Good man. I love to hear it. And your thoughts on the season, the modern era in general? You've been a fan in exile, living here, there or everywhere, looking for the outside in on how we've been doing, seeing the media perception, including the South Today and whatever that other crap is that misperceives that it's all about Hampshire. It's not, everybody. Have you taken Albion's recent history? It's been great through the years, and we're developing well, aren't we?
Oh man, roller coaster, but I've loved it. I wouldn't have it any other way. Even up and down League One, League Two, Championship, back down League One, loved it. I think every season's been eventful, hasn't it? I can't think of a season. Well, the Sammy Hupp here, but then, we just survived that year. So there's never been a dull moment with the Albion. This season, I think, as Dave just said, spot on. It has been frustrating because if we can just score some of those chances or just one of those chances a game, we could be in the top six right now. But still, we're what, ninth? I'd take it, as I was going to say. We're still ninth. Fantastic. We're playing fantastic football at times. A good team to watch. We've got a great manager who I've got every faith and trust in. I'm happy. Everything's good. We've got great players. We're doing fantastic for our wage bill and for our structure. I couldn't be happier, to be honest. I'm just enjoying life as an Albion fan, and I'm proud to be an Albion fan.
Well said, sir. And the first beers are on you in Eindhoven and Prague and Warsaw or wherever we are next season. There we go. Well, we'll maybe get a bit more from you later on, Dave, but it's brilliant to get you on the show. Thank you, and welcome to the show as well. And predictions for today, have you got a result for today, do you think?
I'm 2-1 with everybody else. Mapai's confidence is back after that last minute goal. Lamperty and Cucurella, I think, are going to run riot on the wings. I honestly think 2-1, like everybody else.
Yeah. I'll take that.
Would you, Russ, win today?
We are due a win, and I'd take that all day long. And in fact, that's my prediction as well. 2-1. Let's hope it happens. We'll have a half-time review coming up next.
We are the Brighton boys, and if you are a Palace fan,
time, 1-0 down. They've been all over us, haven't they? They're getting too much joy down the wings, especially left side. Would you agree with that, Duncan?
Yeah, they're pressing us really hard.
They're right after it, aren't they?
Every time we're on the ball, they really, really attack us and press us, trying to win it back. They've been very good, actually. I don't know why we aren't giving the ball to Lamptey at all. He's just sitting there in space on the right, on the wing, just waiting for the ball. He's waving for it. He's got a big fucking neon sign saying, "Hello, I'm here." And we're just not giving it to him. But overall, they've been very good. We started off pretty good for the first 10 minutes or so, but then we've just tailed off.
Agreed. And I agree with you, Lamptey's not getting on the ball. They should be fearing him. They've not had calls to do so. That's really frustrating. And Andy, you were saying obviously Dunk was missing out, so we've got Byrne, Duffy and Veltman as our centre backs, and we're missing something there, aren't we?
The players that we've got can't pass the ball very well, and that's part of the problem. I'm a little bit disappointed that Gross is playing. I'm a little bit disappointed in how Gross is playing, and I think we should probably bring Motor on at half time, a bit of dynamism. And I completely agree with Duncan, we need to get the ball to Lamptey. What's the point of playing Lamptey unless you get the ball to him really, really quickly?
Totally agree with that. They've just been really up for this game. They've been very confident. Okay, fine, but we should have been able to quell those dangers, and we haven't been able to do that. What's the name? Brozier, who I rate, good player, got the goal. I mean, it was a break. He got in on us. Good finish in the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Good goal. Let's
bring in David now. Yeah, we'll bring in Dave, who's with us as well. Just a row in front of us, Dave. From earlier, you were giving us your intro into your Albion history. You're in the local area. This has got to be painful if it stays like this, isn't it?
Yeah, not good. Not good, Russ. Not good.
Your in-laws, you've got to move into a hotel for a few days, haven't you?
Well, they're just over there, Russ. They're just over there.
Oh, they're some of the people we've probably been abusing during the first half then.
Yeah, while we were drawing.
Were you doing wanker signs at them?
Yeah. Oh, everything's off in this 90 minutes.
And we're being photoed while we're talking by Dunk. Anyway, I mean, they've been all over us first half, but we've not been doing our stuff, have we? We've not been playing to our strengths.
It's been scrappy. There's more to come from us, without a doubt.
It
won't be as bad as that second half. I'd be surprised if it was bad as that second half. But credit to Saints. Saints have done a good job. They're very physical. They've stopped us playing our game. But we're making some silly mistakes as well. But
yeah, true.
Frustrating first half. We haven't got going yet. If we can get a foothold in the second half, I think we'll kick on and equalise. Yeah,
they play to their strengths, but I do see this being a different story second half.
Yeah, we get Lamptey in the game more.
Is this a game for McAllister, do you think?
Yeah, we need something. We need some
bite in midfield, don't we?
But our defence isn't good either. We've been very poor defensively.
Yeah. We're just having a minute's applause to Izzy Humphrey, an Albion fan. Image has gone up on the screen here at St Mary's. It reads 2011 to 2021, fly high with the Seagulls. She tragically lost her life in this last few days. Fan of the year, I believe, currently voted for, yeah. Anyway, but yes, so I'm really glad they did that tribute. Fair play to them.
Absolutely.
But anyway, getting back to the second half. Yeah, we've got to change it up, haven't we? Personnel, attitude, and negating the danger down the wings.
Yeah.
They're really getting in there, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And we look, without Dunk, I think it makes a massive difference. We're looking a little bit out of sorts at the back, but we've got to get Lamptey involved, Trossard involved more. Cucurella's not pushing as forward as he usually does either, is he?
He's doing well his defensive duties, but...
Yeah, we've seen more of him. Mapai's a bit isolated at the moment. It's a little bit disjointed, but we know we're better than this. We know there's more to come. Yeah. So I'm not losing. No. I'm not losing too much.
Uncharacteristically, the possession stats and all of the other stuff related to that must be way down on normal.
Yeah, exactly. But so there's more to come. There's more to come from us.
Fingers crossed, Dave. Here we go. Second half coming up.
2-1. I said 2-1. It's going to be 2-1.
2-1. Come from behind to win. Exactly. There we go.
Exactly.
march on. He's not jaded today, has he?
Yeah, something completely.
I don't think
he'd
get him on the ball in that first half, but he's not been on it.
I think you've got to credit Southampton for nullifying him.
Yeah. Yeah. They've had their attacking threat, haven't they? That's the problem.
I don't think we've been passing it to him.
Yeah, exactly. That's
yeah, second half we've seen the difference. Yeah. Well, we could have seen the difference, and we haven't.
That's the problem. I don't think they've nullified
him. Down came the long way. So let the voices ring my voice and say the time for me, and we'll sing you a song as we march along the sacrifice. All together now, good old sacrifice, good old sacrifice, and tell them all that it's an awful sacrifice.
It has indicated there will be a minimum of 10 minutes.
I can't remember. My memory doesn't go back 3 days. Come on. Same reason as well. Same reason. Come on.
Go on.
Should have got a touch on that. Don't we? No, it's going to be solid. It's going to be solid. No, it's modern.
Video it.
Ooh, ha, I wanna know.
going to go on for some time, isn't it? After the final whistle, there has been non-stop singing. The new Neil Morpay song and the recent one, Last Christmas one, have been going on and on and on, and we're celebrating a draw again. 1-0 down to 10 men. Who gives a shit? We're Brighton and we've done it again.
My voice gone, limbs everywhere. That was great. That was nicking a point, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was
100%.
That was a smashing ground point, but who cares?
Exactly.
Does it? And we're still in the top 10. The run goes on. Get in!
Oh, Trossard went down injured in injury time. We ended up with 10 minutes of stoppage time. 3 minutes from the end of those 10 minutes, we got a free kick. Another half a minute, 40 seconds later, it was taken. They scornfully sneered as we fucked it up. The ball bounced free to Morpay, turns and shoots, bangs it in the corner.
Limbs,
then you limbs wait, everywhere.
Then you wait for, is it a goal of VAR going to come in?
And this is for a bloody draw at Southampton. Yet another
again,
draw.
I take it. Look,
home team still has never won in a Premier League fixture between these teams. And, you know, imagine what it's going to be like when we're celebrating away wins in the Europa League.
Mate, that's the thing.
Hey,
look, just one game at a time.
Exactly. No, I'm joking. But what a celebration. It's because it came from nowhere.
Yeah,
we weren't good enough today. They played well, to be fair.
And we still got a point.
Yeah, we ground it out and we made it through.
Yeah, exactly.
And listen to this. Good old Sussex by the sea. Good old Sussex by the sea. You can tell they're more than a stand or fall for Sussex. Southampton are warming down. And he fucked it up 1-0. 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 1-0. And he fucked it up 1-0. And he fucked it up 1-0. And he fucked it up. Right, Andy, they were singing 1-0 and you're walking home due to some train issues being announced. We can walk home, we won't mind that, will we? And this is just a bloody draw.
Draws for the rest of the season, who cares?
What a celebration at the end.
Yeah.
I was saying, imagine if we bloody win a game.
It's going to happen too. Don't you worry about it.
Well, Next week will be good.
Yeah.
Tottenham. Yeah, absolutely. Let's have a bit of Christmas cheer. Here we go. And now, coming out for the press conference is a certain Frenchman. I think you know who we're talking about. If you don't know, there's a song about him. Here it is. Goes on for hours. Yes, Julian and Nathan, come on, it's podcast time. Come on. So we've had a load of footage of the post-match, bit of a wild celebration of a draw. Julian, Nathan, we've had you on before, we've got you on again, welcome. What was your take on the game?
It's difficult, isn't it? I mean, I think it's sort of we're becoming quite familiar to this sort of getting the late equalisers, and it was the same again, really.
Yeah.
You're always in the game at 1-0. You know, we kept in the game, had a bit of luck. You know, we obviously didn't play that well, and when the chance came, he did put it in. Although for a moment, I thought it was offside, so it was hard to celebrate. But I'm very pleased at the point.
Well, Nathan, last year, last Christmas, in fact, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. So this year, to save you from tears, I'm giving it to Neil Morpay. What do you have to say to that?
Brilliant. He's, you know, he comes in clutch when you need him, doesn't he? Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, it's 6 goals now, isn't it, in the Premier League this season, which, by our calculations, makes 24 altogether. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think he's actually scored any cup goals. They're all in the league, I think. I think that's right. Was this one of the best for you, do you think, given the circumstances, the fact we didn't play well? I think we played well against West Ham, but we didn't play well in this game. Does that make it all the sweeter?
Well, of course it does, as long as we can keep getting some sort of result. Obviously, it'll be good to win a game at some point, but we seem to be doing all right at the moment, so let's hope it continues.
Absolutely. It was absolutely delicious to get such a late goal. David, I don't know if you want to add anything to that. It wasn't a great performance, wasn't it? But in the end, a draw is a draw.
They say that it's a sign of a good team who plays badly and still gets something out of the game. Yeah. So I think we must be a good team. Although I have to say, I think that was the worst performance I've seen under Potter.
Yeah.
Very surprised that we couldn't get our normal passing game going today. But, you know, give some credit to Saints. I thought they were on top of us throughout most of the game, really. But yeah, no, credit where it's due. And I didn't dare to celebrate that Mopé goal at first because I thought he was offside. But
it's the VAR generation.
Yeah.
I should clarify, this is David, not Dave, the Southampton, roughly speaking, based fan who I spoke to immediately after we equalised. This is the other David, just in the interest of avoiding confusion. So apparently quite a few people after the game getting a bit heated as well. There was some arrests, I heard. During the game, some homophobia. There was a message at half-time from the, I didn't catch what they called, but the gay, lesbian, bisexual group, whoever they are, for Southampton. There was a message at half-time, and I thought it was particularly ironic there, saying that, and there was messages going on the scoreboard, while there was incessant homophobia from the home end, wasn't there, to our left?
Yeah, no, very, very disappointing, but...
Twice in 3 days.
The best riposte is, you're too ugly to be gay, and obviously that...
Absolutely. Yeah.
That applied today.
There were some announcements about the rail issues on the way back, which so far haven't affected us because we weren't planning to go on a train straight away. But they were singing 1-0 and you're walking home.
Yeah.
We sung, I think, 1-0 and you're walking out, because some of them were walking out early, which I thought was funny. And then also 1-0 and we just don't care because ultimately... it doesn't really matter. I could walk home off the back of a draw at Southampton. That doesn't sound right, does it?
No, I'm not sure that I could, but...
The celebrations were disproportionately good, but I don't care. I'm happy to go...
Yeah.
Wherever there's a party, I'm there. You know me, guys.
Well, a last-minute equaliser always feels like a victory, doesn't it? So,
yeah. And how many times this season? West Ham, Crystal Palace... I know West Ham wasn't last-minute, but wasn't far off. Yeah. So West Ham, Crystal Palace, Southampton. There's some more as well, isn't there?
I think Brentford
with a last-minute winner. Brentford. Yeah, yeah.
But it's a common
and Liverpool,
thread, isn't it?
Burnley was last 10 minutes.
Yeah, we can come back. The thing with us this season, it doesn't feel like we know when we're beaten. No matter how badly we might be playing, this is the second game in a row we've been down to 10 men due to injuries after 3 subs used, and we still come back and win a game. We don't seem to know when we're beaten, do we, David?
We certainly don't, Russell. And Mopé is the common thread, isn't he, between all those 3 last-minute equalisers.
Yes, that's a good point,
Given all the stick he's taken this season, I think good on him, you know.
And just to contextualise something, we were caught on audio after the game. There was some incessant singing of the new Mopé song of 2 that we now have for him. And it's about how do you score the goal. And it went on and on and on. I got the impression the TV guys were waiting for it to calm down before they started their audio. And I think in the end they realised they just had to give up on that, just do the thing, which is brilliant. He looked incredulous. I saw him look over about 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes into the...
I was pleased for him because obviously after all the criticism he got last Saturday, you know, I think you'd see the big smile on his face. I think it just felt like he'd won the crowd over, hadn't he? You know, and it was brilliant to see, you know. really, really good to see. Yeah.
And I've got to say, one thing that's not been mentioned anywhere I've heard so far, there was a bit of a spiky comment that he made, actually, when he scored the goal against West Ham. He said something about, at one moment I'm the worst striker in the Premier League, and now I'm the best thing on, you know, on earth. And I don't know if that was a go at fans or the media or who it was against. Yeah. But I think that's gone under the radar. Unlike the boos, you know, those famous about five or six people that booed or whatever it was in the last game. I've got to say, in the weigh-in today, there was someone who probably was one of the booers at Leeds, if he was there. He was an absolute idiot. He was moaning like you wouldn't believe. Yeah. Nearly ended in a fight with someone to my right who was equally animated with a different point of view, shall we say. They almost shook hands after we scored, which is quite funny. On another day, they make it 2-0 and there's a punch-up. Yeah.
We had an odd guy in front of ours who was like really, you know, seemed to have it in for Duffy, which was really annoying me, you know. Yeah. But yeah, he was just, I think he just had a bit too much to drink.
Well, and Weppo was the worst player we've ever had, according to someone behind me somewhere. I've no idea who or what he was talking about. Anyway, there we go. Anyway, David and Julian, thank you very much. Nathan, final word from you. How are we going to do this season? Where are we going to finish?
Top half, hopefully.
Yes, I like this. Keep talking.
Keep the faith, keep positive. Yeah.
Well, we just won't be beaten, will we? That gives us something. If we just keep averaging a point per game for the rest of the season, we'll end up on 43. I asked you, David, earlier, would you take that at the end of the season? And at the moment, we're saying no. We want more than that, don't we?
Absolutely.
We're better than that, aren't we?
If we get a new striker, then I think we've reason to be optimistic we'll finish top half.
Absolutely. Post-match, here we are. We're in the Belgium and Blues. We've had quite a few drinks. Andy, whatever you're about to say, I'll excuse you because you've had quite a few drinks. And what is it, sir?
No, I'm clear in what I'm going to say. We were awful today.
Yeah, agreed.
It's delightful. We got a point.
We did. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's all.
It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. And let's sing about it for about 25 minutes after the game, before we leave the stadium.
The away crowd stayed in the stadium today.
Definitely. Alison, and I'll just ask you said there was a load of meatheads after the game as well. Tell us about that.
Well, some of the Southampton fans didn't take our goal too well.
Oh, bless their cotton socks.
Yeah, they seemed a little bit unhappy as they were led away.
And two of them were arrested, I believe.
Suddenly the police were escorting them from the ground. So, yeah.
Well, that's it. That's it from here. That's it from Southampton. We might do some more on the train if we're drunk enough. But if not,
if we manage to get on the train.
Get on the train,
because,
yeah. Southampton fans told us that we're walking home, didn't they?
Yeah.
Who knows what will happen? Well, we're on the train to Victoria. We're almost at Victoria, aren't we? It's been an epic journey.
Yeah.
Many, many hours here and there.
What's 2.5 hours on the train from Southampton via Sussex to Victoria, but actually we don't want to get off the train.
We had a couple of Casillero del Diablos.
Yeah, which might have something to do with it.
They've gone down well, haven't they? We could do with another 2 hours on the train.
Yeah, so perhaps a bench at Victoria Station.
Tune in again next time, guys. We'll be on the bench on Sunday morning.
Will we still be there?
One all draw. I'm pretty happy with that, aren't you?
Yeah, we're very happy, and we've been singing variations of the Neil Mope song for a considerable part of the journey, and other passengers didn't seem that keen to join in.
It's almost as if they weren't Albion fans. That
although
can't be
some
right.
of them were, and they were ignoring us.
They were ignoring us. That was a bit weird. Almost as weird as we were for starting songs. Anyway, there we go. But we're all finished. We're at Victoria, so we're going to sign out here. Stand or fall, up the Albion. Podcast Network.